The last few chaburas were given by Bnei HaChabura. I was happy to listen and I was happy to share. And I'm not surprised that people were looking to give these dapim, as we had some good Hanukkah sugyas and other things. And you left me with Truma, Tmeya, and Sreifas Kachim, Gabazu Torah, the Lomod, Anutzrichim. Although we do have a little bit of Shabbos candles on Chafei Mabez, so I'll try to mention both of that. So a little Kachim and a little Orachaim. The Gemara on the top of Daf Chavheim and Aleph tells us, starting with the end of the second line, B'yom Tov, again, I don't want to get into all the details of the continuation from the Gemara on Amud Beis, but the Gemara is Medayik and says, B'yom Tov Hud Asir. It's Asir to burn Truma Temeya on Yontif. However, when it comes to Chol, Havachol Shapir Dami, it should be Mutter. And again, what's the Havamina that it should be Asr? The Havamina would be Asr on Chol is because you might think there's an Isr Hana'a in burning Shuma. So you see from this, the Gemara says that maybe on Shabbos or Yontif, then you have the Shabbos problems, the Yontif problems. But in Hanami, to burn Shuma Temeya on Chol, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong, again, the main point that the Gemara is trying to prove is there's nothing wrong with being Nehene from that. So the Gemara asks, my timer. So Amarav Kshem Shemitzah Listrof Kodshim Shinditmau Kach Mitzvah Listrof Hatshuma Shinditmais. Just like there's a mitzvah, this is a pasuk in Chumash, that it's a mitzvah to burn Kodshim Shinditmau, so too there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Temeya. And furthermore, apparently Rav said, Amra Torah Bishaz Biura Tahani Mimena. When you're burning it, you are allowed to have hana'a from it. So the only reason you would have thought it's asr on chol is if it's an asr b'hana'a. But you see from here, it's a nefarish memra that it's mutter to have hana'a from it, and therefore presumably it's mutter to burn it on chol. The only issue would be a Shabbos or Yontif issue, that's why it would be asr to burn there. That's what the Gemara says here. So let's take one step at a time. If you take a look at Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ha, Gemara, just to make the point, the Gemara then goes in to say that Rav had said, it says in the Torah, it's mutter to have hana. So the Gemara goes through different possibilities of mehecha nemra. Where do we know that it's written?
Right before it has the little print. This, I don't remember seeing that too many times.
It's Shoshanim. I'm not enough of... Why that was put in here or why that's put in some places, I don't know.
Parenthetical, you know,
it's some of the
to differentiate it from Tosfos.
Right, but I'm saying, but why? There's only one Tosfos Yeshanim here. I mean,
they usually put them in the margins.
Right. No, so I'm saying, so in different Mesechlas, sometimes you have Tosfos Yeshanim in the margins, right? In Yuma, right?
No room on this page.
Right, no room on this page. Yeah, could be.
I thought it was on the bottom.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, anyway, just curious.
That's the same Tosfos. That's the Rabbi Katz or somebody who knows these things. Okay. So Tosfos, if you take a look, Tosfos Dibur Maschil Kach. I meant Ha. I want to do Ha first. Thank you. Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ha. The gist of the Gemara was, well, we have this memra that says it's mutter, but we have to defend it. The fact that the Gemara is forcing and trying again to defend this, what's the source? So the impression given is that the Gemara assumes it should be Osir. Prove it to me that it, you know, Motsi Alamatirim Lavi Raya. Fred Tosfos, Tema, may this is just as a basic, as a rabbi might say, Pshatov Nektiv, just so we understand Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos says, Tema me hechi tesi kitruma tmeya asur bahana, the boy my tima. Why is the Gemara, as we say, the sum of the Gemara is assuming that the burden is to prove that it should be mutter? On the contrary, why should it be also that you have to prove that it's mutter? So Tosfos tries a number of things. It's a big Tosfos, but the punchline seems to be V'yesh Lomar, about three or four lines down on the wide, last word on the line, to have a gamrinan truma mi'iskish lebikurim. Truma, there's a hekesh to bikurim. U'bikurim lemaiser. Maiser sheni. There's a hekesh between bikurim and types of maiser. Can I mean in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos? And just like Tosfos spells out, and just like there is a prohibition of benefiting from Meiser Sheni to Mea. So too, the Gemara was assuming that there should have been, based on this two or three step hopscotch, there should have been a prohibition to benefit from Truma to Mea. Rav saying it's Mutter. Well, if it's going to break that equation of Dumya to Dumya, so we need to know why. So that's just a very basic deal, just an understanding of the Gemara. We're talking, and what we're focusing now on, the Gemara was focusing on the Heter Hana. The Heter Hana, which we backdoor into because we're told to burn it. Taka, why are you supposed to burn it? Why do you burn Truma Temeya? Why do you burn, I said, Hachim Temeya, that's the Pasuk in Chumash. Why should you burn Truma Temeya? So Rashi says, look at Rashi, end of the wide lines, Mitzvah Lisrof has Truma Shindit Meis. So Rashi gives two reasons. The Damya Lekodesh, it also has a hektish status. So just like the Pasuk may say it about Karbonos, but we can make an assumption that it's also true here. V'od, and furthermore, Mishum Ta'kala, because if it's lying around, perhaps someone's going to eat it by accident. And that they're going to get into big trouble. So there is a principle, there are scriptural reasons, so to speak, and a practical svara. Now that practical svara sounds very practical, very darabonan-oriented, very preventative. So take a look at Tosfos now, Dibur Maschol Kach. Lamashal, if there's tray food. Right. So why, if the issue is just, let's work backwards for a moment. Takala is such a good reason, l'chora. So why do you need the first reason? So I don't have a great answer to that question, but one basic answer, which is what you're getting at, is because not aimed at our sof. I guess it would be a sof, but it would be a much wider category. You have tray flying around. Maybe you should burn it. It's not true. So I don't want, you know, we can go through the list. What yes, what no. But the bottom line is a lot of no's. A lot of things. Well, the Gemara here talks about, right, the different things. These are Shemayim versus Kareis. We're going to get to Chomet. I'm heading towards the relationship. There's a lot of overlap between this and Chomet. I'm heading there in that direction. Not on this point, but on a general point. But I don't know, Basar Machalav is Isser Bahana.
But the Chomer of Isser is Nesbir.
Okay,
maybe
could be.
Chomet,
and it could be, that that's what Dumya Lakodesh is referring to.
So
that would
be one answer then, maybe.
Something like Chalev that
is their curries. Right.
And that's not.
Right. There's no Isser Hanan Chalev, is there? I don't think so.
Is there?
It's right now. But they're eating it.
Easily mistaken.
Right. So why don't we say to burn it?
We don't.
So what I'm saying is, so Tosfos gives two reasons, and we'll see in a moment, maybe enough community to the two reasons. But you can certainly see perhaps strengths and weaknesses in the two reasons. So look at, yeah.
It's just interesting that the Rashi, when this first came up, didn't mention that the Dumya, the Kachin part of it. They only mentioned the call the first time.
Right. So look, yeah, good. All good horrors. Look at Tosfos Dibur Maschol Kach. Perish Bakuntras, Mishum Delo Lacy, but Lide Takala. Ulafi Tam Zesa Tosfos, near the Lav Davka Srefa. Elahu Hadin Shar Biur. We're talking about Srefas, Truma, Srefas Kachim. Who said it has to be Davka Srefa? Tosfos, it depends. It's a Nafkamina between the two reasons in Rashi. If you'll say Domya de Kodesh, so then it has to be Srefa Davka. But if you'll say that it's Lide Takala, so as long as you get rid of the Takala, as long as you cover the Borbushes or Abim, it's covered. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing could go wrong. Tosfos bolsters that point. We could turn that around as a question, but Tosfos is actually interesting because not asking us as a question. He bolsters his diuk from the fact that he continues and says, I'm sorry, one second. Yes, excuse me. And Tosfos bolsters his point and says, V'kach posak behedja ve'elo obrim. Tosfos explicit, Rashi talks about this, he talks about it. Beitza, he talks about it. And Tzachim, Rashi says, we'll see in a moment, we'll mention it. Specifically, you can feed it to a dog. So So feeding to the dog is takes care of the job, but it's not sreifa. So it says, my diuk is good, because we know that Rashi holds that Echanami doesn't need to be dafka sreifa, and in fact, says, that's really coming from the second reason in Rashi. So what could you ask right away, which Tosas I don't think does? So that really makes it difficult for Rashi to quote both reasons. Right, that's what Tosas is saying. Tosas is saying that's the nafkamina between the two reasons. So it's one thing if I tell you there's a machlokas rishonim, and the nafkamina is sreifa mamish or something. But how could Rashi say both when there really is a major nafkamina, lahalacha, between them? It's almost an astira in Rashi. Now, Tosas, I'm not, I don't know if it's called literally a stira, but it's...
There's two divman domrim, and he wants to go like, in other words, like everybody. In other words, it should be like everybody. But
there's like, in the Gemaras, you don't have two different mandomrim. In the Gemaras, you don't. Where do you have two different mandomrim? Okay, which is what we're going to get to. Obviously, there's a lot of similarities, so we're going to get to that. But in Kachim, in the world of Truma, so you don't have that. So, again, Tosus could have asked, I think, it's an inherent Shverkait in Rashi. What Tosus does ask, though, is a different question, which is also powerful. So Tosus is just not true. It's not true that it can be done any other way. Katani Truma Timea, Fahadi Hanisrafin, right? There's all sorts of things that need to be disposed of, and the Gemara Tumura is the locus classicus. That's the source we discuss this. And there are things which are Nikbarim, and there are those which are Nisrafin, things which have to be buried, and things which have to be burnt. But Katani Hasama Nisrafin, Lo Yikbaru. That if it's Besrefa, it can't be Nikbar, and by the way, vice versa. It's one or the other. So, therefore, says Tosfos Al Kainira the Sreifa Dafka Mishavadami LaKodesh Umirabanan Inami Miraraisa Miikri Kodesh. Right, it's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanan. That's already a separate point. But Tosfos is saying, bottom line, as far as he's concerned, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't just make people nice and quote two reasons. There's a major nafka mina between the two reasons, and really one of them is correct. Which one is correct? Sreifa. And that's the Domiyud Ehekt issue. It's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanan. That's the Halacha. So first of all, you look at ask on Rashi, which essentially what Tosfos is asking is it's against the Gemara and Tzemura. That's number one. And number two is, L'chore, maybe better, is it's inherent, how can Rashi maintain both? Because L'chore, it collapses. It collapses internally, logically, it also collapses in face of the Gemara and Tzemura.
That color reason doesn't force you to say that you can burn it, that you can destroy it some other way. It's
because it's a diuk. It's logical, and Rashi himself says it.
Says that you can.
No, it's in Lakelov. Yes, in Gemara. And yes,
oh, okay.
Yes. Now, what Rashi does not say there is that it's connected to the Takola. But Tosus is doing a little bit of a pilpul. He's putting together two Rashis. But it's a pretty well grounded pupil. Yeah, it's not a leap. It's not a leap. Tosus is not going out on a limb. So this is sharpened and put more into focus by a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. It's in Or Chaim Simon Kuvdalid, as well as in Yerodea Reish Samach Vav. We quote these Rashi's Psachim Dav Hamid Beis Beis Dav Chav Zayin. Rashi says, Beferish, even to be no saying Lekelev, I yet hear, in his first Mount Amr, this is the way Tosfos asks the question. He says, Domila Kodesh, which obviously means it has to be Nisrofin. So Chasam Sofer says a very beautiful Svara, which I think answers both questions. It answers the question externally from the Gemara, and it also answers, perhaps in a certain sense more importantly, the internal Svara. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. According to Rashi, the two possibilities aren't Sreifa Mamish versus burial. It's hiding versus destroying. Burial is not destroying, burial is hiding. Destroying, on the other hand, means it has to be completely destroyed. But within the destroying Shita, Mali burning, Mali pulverizing, and Mali any other forum, running it over in a car 10 times. Yamamelech, I don't want to say only because maybe that's more like Nikvarin. It's not when it eventually dissolves, maybe, but it's not dissolving right away. That's hiding it. You're putting it out of the way. right? You have to have a maisa hashbasa, you have to destroy it. It doesn't mean sreifa daska. It means sreifa la'afuke, hiding it. La'afuke, burying it. So Rashi can say, on the one hand, you can give it to a kelev, and on the one hand, you can say dumi l'kodesh. Why? Because dumi l'kodesh here, or in Rashi, means it has to be destroyed. Giving it to a kelev means it's going to be destroyed. It's chewed up.
When it says
Shreifa,
it means destroy. It doesn't mean
that's the Chasam Sofer's Kedush. Tosfos obviously disagrees. Tosfos holds it means Shreifa Mamish. Again, very much dumb to what we're going to see in a moment, from
Chasam. The Kelep could choose not to eat it. And
well, if he chooses not to eat it, then he didn't do anything. When we say giving it to a Kelep...
But you know that it's
no. Forever. No. To order to be Yotze, even for the Rashi, you have to see the dog eat it up. You have to see the dog eat it up, right? It doesn't mean just giving it to the dog. It means the dog ate it. The dog ate it. But it's destroyed.
Okay.
It's destroyed. So Tosus holds that Nisrafin means burning literally. Tosus means that it means burning literally. Chasam Sofer says that he holds, that Rashi holds it just means destroying. And therefore, the fact that he says in Beitza and in Psachim, giving it to a Kelev, that's not a stira to Dum Yudah Kodesh. Number one, those Rashis are not against this Rashi. Plus, the two reasons in our Rashi are not mutually exclusive. Tosfos got the diach almost right. Lo lovi de takola does not mean that it can't be, that it can be anything, and it doesn't just mean, and kodesh means it has to be burnt. They both, in essence, mean it has to be destroyed. That is what Rashi Shita is, and therefore it's internally consistent. Tosfos, who looks at it as black and white, it's burning or not burning, so that's why Tosfos is for, you know, as he understands Rashi, sees it as mutually exclusive. But the Chasam Sofer's Chiddush is that Rashi is somewhere grayer in the middle, so to speak. There's something less than Sreifa Mamish, but a lot more than just hiding it, it's destroying. Lavdavka, it's the heat of the light. That's part of the issue, is that you could be burning it during the chol and getting hana from the burning.
Okay, so in all these aspects, there's some element that you get by beginning
to tell it,
burning it, or
is that... Again, the presumption, which is the same thing the Gemara was making, is that you have to destroy it, but in so doing, you can also be nana.
If some sofers don't, he's interpreting the Gemara to move for us, and saying, what does this mean?
Well, I was thinking the same thing. You have to go back and take a look at that Chasam Sofer and really be holding a Temura more than I am to prepare for this Chabura. Because I don't know if he's saying this, and I doubt he's saying this for all of the Nikbarim, or all of the Nisrafim.
I was going to say that if that's the case, then you have a weak point. It seems that it's mutual exclusivity.
Correct. So you have to go back. I'm leaving you a little homework. You have to go back and see exactly the Taich in the Gemara Temura, and that may answer your question, and if necessary, maybe you have to recheck the Chasam Sofer himself. I don't think he's making that, because I had the exact same, as I was preparing the shiur just now, I was thinking the exact same thing you were. And I think the answer, again, it's subject to test after the Vurei in the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara, if not the Lashon of the Chasam Sofer. But my assumption is that he's not making that as a global statement. He's making that as a Chiddush shiur by Sreifa Struma, by Truma Tmeya. That's the sugya. Those are the sugyas in Temura.
Also, brought to mind, there's something also with the truma. We said earlier on the Chaf Gimel that came out the first time, also that something the hana that you're getting from the burning it is different from the type of hana that the dog would be eating it. In other words, there was a rationale for the burning it that it's really such a small thing that you're not really taking anything away from. Truma at that time, so that would also be something that would have to be investigated.
Different, is there the varying levels of hana?
Right. In other words, how much permission, how much hana do we?
The impression you get, again, we didn't have to do an exhaustive study here, but the impression you get from our Gemara is that there shouldn't be limits. No, is that the impression you got?
Not in
Chaf Gimel. Oh, that's okay. Okay, the Gemara in Chaf Hei does seem to give that impression. Okay, so as Baruch Hashem, a few of you have already intuited. This whole discussion of Sreifa versus some other Hashbasa is very reminiscent of another sugya, much more familiar and close to home. And that is the question of Chametz, right? That's Machlokes HaTanoim, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph in Maseches Psachim. And it's also already mentioned earlier in Psachim when the Gemara, when it's discussing different things, starts to bring Rayas and Daf Hei already. And that's what the Rashi I'm referring to is in Hayam and Beis, Rashi and Hema Beis makes a statement, you know, wants to claim that one of the Gemaras is a raya for one of the opinions about Sreifa versus Hashpasa B'chaldavar. In light of that, there's a very important tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda in Simen Tezvav 15 wants to have the following geder to distinguish, despite the similarities, to make a fundamental distinction between destroying chametz and destroying truma tameya, and in so doing wants to answer a very important and famous question by Pnei Yeshua.
The Sar Min HaIsa, I mean, the whole idea of chametz is to get it out of your, is mamash to destroy, not just, but,
right. Well, that, okay, we're not learning Pesachim tonight. A little chametz we're going to do. We're not doing so much chametz. That's part of the reason why there's a one-man dharma that says Sreifa Mamish.
But we
don't paskin that way. We actually, get this, we paskin that's supposed to be called over. We don't paskin Sreifa. You can understand why Sreifa. The Bali Musar loves Sreifa. But Lamaisa, we paskin like the other mandamer. So the note of Yehuda wants to say the following svarim. Again, for all the other rayas, so to speak, I ain't shum. But I'll just give you the basic punchline and then his nafkaminas. He wants to say the following. He says there's a different focus, there's a different getter of the dinim. When it comes to truma or kachim, or tamei, so there's something inherently problematic, especially with kachim. Forget the takala thing that Rashi throws in about truma. Also by truma, but especially by kachim. It's the chi of sreifa is a chi of that's created by the chetza. The chefza needs to be destroyed. And the din is, it's a pasuk in chumash already. It's not the razzle dazzle lump. It's a pasuk in chumash. It has to be burnt. But what has to be burnt? Why is there a chi of burning? Because the chefza is ta'an sreifa. It's a din in the chefza of the shuma tmeya, the chefza of the kachim tmeyim. That is ta'an sreifa. Says the Nod of Yehuda, despite what Sarsha b'Isa v'chulei v'chulei, that's not what's going on with chametz. It's not a din that chametz needs destruction. Rather, it's a din in bilim. You're not allowed to have a bilus on chametz. And it's not just enough to do bittel. And it's not just enough to do anything else. We have to be proactive. We have to destroy the chametz. But it's a din in bilim. It says, Nord of Yudah, I'll prove it to you. There's no halacha that chametz shel hefker has to be burned by anybody. Chametz shel hefker is lying there. No one's allowed to eat it. Because then it's no longer hefker. You took your konet. That's an ester achila. But there's no din biur that the chametz is saying burn me. It's if you own it. I don't think that's the lashon if I remember correctly of Nerav Yura. Just to make it sharpen it. It seems again not to be cliche, but it's obvious what he's saying is it's a chavas gavra. The gavra has to burn chametz that belongs to him. A lot of non-communists. Again, if we're doing a this is a Shabbos Agadah Drasha, I could go in many directions. I'm going to do a little bit. I'll do a little bit. Shrug. That wasn't on my agenda. So you should go for mentioning it, but I'll do a little bit more than I'm going to.
That's the chiyuv on the chefza.
By truma or kachim. By chametz, yeah.
Would be consistent from Erev Pesach through Pesach itself.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe the rice and the rabbanon, but I mean, are you alluding to the fact that it becomes hefker on Pesach?
I'm just curious whether the status of the gavra of the chi of gavra.
I don't think so. Again, we paskin that the chi of hashpasa is erev yontif. We're going to get to that in a second. I mean, that's a gemara m'sachem.
Would there be no difference if you found it on yontif?
I think so. You have. I'm not sure. Comes along the note of Yehuda with this yisod. And with that, very easy enough for me to sharpen that distinction. Right? Truma Tamea, anyone does it, it's a mitzvah to burn it. And me burning your chametz is nothing. And me burning chametz shel hefker is nothing. If you own chametz, you have to be mevar it. But Truma Tamea is a mitzvah to burn it, period. Kachim Tamea, mitzvah to burn it. It says in the review that shows you, one is the chefza itself, the other is a din in bailam. Comes along the review and says we can answer up a very powerful kasha that the Pnei Yeshua had. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Hamad Beis. You turn over, go from Hayav Hamad Beis. The famous Din where Rabbi Akiva has a Maisa, and he says Shema Mina Tzlos. He gives you three reasons. The first Shema Mina on that Daf Hamad Beis refers to the famous Machlokas about Tashbisu. It's a Shema Mina that it is Sreifa Mamish. Why do we know Sreifa Mamish? Because what the diuk of Rabbi Akiva is, that he shows you that the pasuk doesn't tell you exactly when Tashbisu has to happen. Tashbisu is for Amei Teichem. Rabbi Akiva darshins that Tashbisu is on Erev Yotiv, Ali, not on Yotiv itself. Says the Gemara, Shema Amina, Rabbi Akiva holds Tashbisu is B'Sreifa Dafka. Now, where did it get that from? The Gemara doesn't elucidate it explicitly. How does it know that that's the Shema Amina, Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi there, the top Rashi, on Taf Hamid based in Masach Pesachim says, because why do we know, how would Rabbi Akiva know that it has to be on Erev Yontif? Because he must hold it's B'Sreifa. Sreifa is a Malacha that's Usur on Yontif. So it must be, if it's got to be Sreifa, Memela must be before Yontif. As opposed to if it was something else, Rashi says, presumably it would be Mutter to do on Yontif, and then there'd be no Raya that Tashbisu has to be before Yontif based on the method. The fact that Rabbi Akiva thinks he has a Raya that it has to be Erev Yontif, Rashi says, again, it's a Gemara. Rashi's just pointing out what's implicit in the Gemara, although, again, presumably there's other Rishonim's types of that, but the way Rashi says it is, and again, it's understandable, that if he's saying that the method proves that it has to be on Erev Yontif, that must show that he holds like the opinion of Sreifa Dafka. Because Sreifa is also Erev Yontif. But if you would destroy Chametz any other way, Yontif, presumably it would have been Mutter, and then Rabbi Akiva Shmamina would have been at the door. Like, if there's a Shmamina, comes out, then it must be he holds Sreifa Dafka.
What happened to Mitocha, Hutru Latzarach, Hutru Namisham?
It's too much work for Paul. I'm saying Mitocha is very, very complicated. I'm not saying it doesn't, I'm just saying why it wouldn't.
It's not within the scope of
tonight. No, I got to learn that line. That's a good one. Yes, it's not within the scope of tonight.
Even though
there's Shloshim Kol Mechag. You're killing me, Shragi. You can go next week if you'd like. Okay. What's the problem with that? So that's, again, this is just, we just covered over a little piece of Gemara Pesachim in a Rashi. Comes along to Pnei Yeshua and says, I don't understand. There's another Rashi. We mentioned the Rashi in Beitza. If you take a look at Rashi in Beitza there, Rashi says that it's usur to destroy, even to give to the dog, the truma temeya. Truma temeya is the context there. It's usur even to give it to the dog on yontif. Why? Because achshavei rachmana, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah of destroying it, that makes it too significant of an act of destruction to be done on yontif. In other words, it's explicit in that Rashi, at least the Rashi holds, that Hashpasaso b'chol dover, e.g., giving it to a dog, is Asur on Yontif. Correct the Pnei Yoshua. So how can Rashi understand? How can the Mara B'Pasha say there's a riot that has to be Sreifa because it's only Sreifa that would be Asur on Yontif, and therefore we know that that's what Rabbi Kiva holds by saying it's got to be before Yontif? The Chor is no riot at all, because Rashi himself tells us in the Gemara in Beitza that b'chol dover is Asur on Yontif. This is a Pnei Yoshua's question. Comes along the note of Yehuda and says, based on my Yisod, it mamish works out beautifully. You can't bring a Raya to Pnei Yoshua, a little bit of a pilpul, because the Rashi and Beitza is about our topic, burning Truma Tmeya, and the Gemara Pesachim is talking about Chametz. Says of Pnei Yoshua presumably doesn't hold of the note of Yehuda's Torah. So he can ask from one to the other. But says Nadavuda, Aliva, to what we're saying, you can't bring a Raya from one to the other because they're totally different Gedarim. Since Truma Temeh is a din in the Chefza, the Chefza have to be destroyed. So by my confronting and rejecting the Chefza, that is such a significant confrontation. So that, in economic, that, according to Rashi, that's Achshavei Rechmona, that'll be also in Yontif. But when it comes to Chametz, there's no Chiyav on the Chefza that has to be destroyed. Just that as a gavra, I can't own it. I have to get rid of it. So if I would dispose of my chametz just through flushing it down the toilet or giving it to a dog, that shouldn't be asur on yontif. And a chanami like Rashi himself says, I'm not asur on yontif. Only burning is a malacha. But the fact that Rashi holds that flushing truma tmei down the toilet is a malacha, that's not a raya that he would hold that flushing chametz down the toilet is a avera, because it's two different chiyuvim. And again, the note of Yehuda, again, in theory one could argue on this point, but I think it is certain, it's cogent. He says, if it's a din in the chefza, that's more of a confrontation, it's more of a significant act. To destroy a chefza takes greater, if you will, energy, halachic energy. That's the more significant act. To just dispose of my chiyuv gavra, so it's not nothing, but it's not, the act itself is not destructive enough, because it doesn't have to be, in order to say Achshave, that we're going to claim that that's like a biur, which is what Rashi's Lashon is when it comes to that. So that is the Noda Yehuda's Chiddush in the Geder of Aris Hodya. He connects it to, it's comparable but significantly different in that nuance from Chometz. We have the one Naf Gimunin explains, which is Hefker. Number two, we have the, and answers the Pnei Yeshua's question, why you can't necessarily bring a Raya from one to the other when it comes to whether it be Mutter, Asur, and Yantif. And furthermore, I saw, I have to lend, give it back to him, but he's not here, Shlaimi last week lent me the little pamphlet from his cousin, Rabbi Ritzal Radinsky. So he had an interesting, he was Mosef two pilpulim. One is that there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, who points out, as I did to Joe before, we paskin strefa b'chold, beer, you know, tashbisa b'chold over. But how many of you flush it down the toilet? Right, you go to Glen Avenue, you burn it, right? The whole Minhag Olam is to be machmir, to burn it. So for Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, when you can't, but the point is, how can you ever burn it, as we alluded to before, and this is getting back to Sarai's point, the Gemara Tzemur says, ha-nikbaran ein nisrafin. In essence, this is Nikbaran. It's not Nisrafin, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger. How can we go ahead and burn it if it's really not a din in Sreifa? It seems like from the Gemara Tzemur, those are mutually exclusive categories. So it's not an original. Rabbi Radinsky says he saw this somewhere. He doesn't remember where, but he saw it somewhere. If they wanted to fanfare this Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's many answers to that question. But he says he wants to fanfare it based on the Noda Yehuda. Namely, when we say in Tamura that it's only Nisrafin or Nikbaran, zero-sum game. That's, I think this is very beautiful. That's when the focus is on the Chefza. Certain Cheftas need Kura, certain Cheftas need Sreifa, and whatever the relative miles or strengths of each, there's a Kosta, a Svara, whatever the reasons are, never the twain shall meet, it can be one or the other, not switching. But here, where it's just, whether you want to say Slot HaKala or not, even if you'll say Dumit HaKodesh, Dumit HaKodesh, and then it has to be done, not Dumit HaKodesh in the Getter, said the Nevi Yehuda, is fundamentally different. It's just Din in the Gavra. We got to get rid of it. It's just din and bailus chametz. We just have to get rid of it. So then, ma'ali fura, ma'ali flushing on the toilet, ma'ali sreifa. It's not Rabbi Radinsky's vort. He quoted it from somebody, he can't remember. I thought that's beautiful. The Gemara Tamura is talking about things which are tone viewer b'cheftza. So there, the cheftza has to be done this way, not that way. But if it's just a din that I have to get rid of it, labdafka, then it has to be one way or the other. Even though generally we have a we're paskin with the lower common denominator, we're mekel. But if you want to be machmir and burn it, Nothing wrong with that. He mentions another thing, just so you can be poshet. The Oneg Yontif already asks the Shaila about time zones. If my chametz is in one time zone and I'm in another time zone, so that can be a kula and a chumra. But lekula and lechumra, either way, who do we go like? Basar the owner or basar the chametz? The Oneg Yontif has a chiddush to try to be poshet that. So here, Radinsky, I think, says on his own, lechora, according to the Yehuda, it's a davar poshet, that it has to be basar the bailim, because it's all a din in bailim. It's not a din in the chetza. That maybe you can creak on that, you can argue on that, but that's the shtickle. Adkan, Truma Temeir, a little soiree into a little kachim and zraim for tonight. I wanted to just mention.
One question.
Yeah.
The whole
I was trying to get out of it.
No. Oh, sorry. The business of Akshavet.
Unscathed.
If that were true, the reason for saying why we can't destroy the Truma Temeir.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Right. I'm just get the Lashon out in case I need it again yet.
Right. So how come it's not mentioned here at our Gemara? Like, why? That's not even close to what the reason is for banning the destruction.
Oh, Yontif.
Yeah. And maybe it's just adding on an extra reason for. But to say that there's a difference between like the Kelev and burning it.
I hear you. I do hear. Let me see if I could find it. No, I can't. Where is this Rashi? Okay, I'm having trouble finding the Rashi. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm having trouble finding this Rashi. But there's a Rashi in Beitza where he has this Achshavei idea. I'm sorry, I'll have to get it for you. Okay, we'll take a look.
How would you apply this to Machlokes Tanaim, whether Amish requires Sreifa Mamish, or do you say the same arguing, I mean,
is that the reason? Yeah, I don't know if this is, I'm not sure if this is relevant. You're saying the more you held it in the Gavra, the more you'd be inclined to say it's B'chol Dover. Okay, but that's not a Shailah and Rav Yehuda, because that's how we bask it. Right. That certainly would be, if you, I don't know if it's definitely Tully, but if you told me, if you wanted me to make a Tully, I would say it like you're saying it. Okay. I wanted to just mention another halacha, and that is from Daf Chafei Amud Beis. Since everyone else got to speak about Shabbos candles, Hanukkah. I did too in my introduction. Yeah, I did start it off. No, it's fine. It is called B'mem Adlikin. So in my Hakadama to the second parak, so I actually quoted a lot from Daf Chafei, because it's actually, that's where the Gemara says B'chova. So let's, now that we're actually on Daf Chafei, it would be a shame not to mention something from there. So the Gemara says there, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Amar Rav, Hadlokas Ner Shabbos Chova. Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is a Chova. So what is the nature of that Chiyav? Kavod versus Onesh, Shalom Bayis. So Ayin, the website, that was the shiur a month ago, I guess it was 3 weeks ago, my Hakdama to the Parak. I want to just mention now the following. What is the Lashon of the Gemara? Ner, Shel Shabbos. One Ner. How many candles do you have to light on Shabbos?
I feel like daylight.
So the Pashtus of the Gemara is Ner. Ner is one. If you take a look at the Rosh, the Ran, the Rif, you have a Gemara, Rambam here, we have a Rambam. Please, if you don't mind. Moed, you can even give me a Rambam Alam. I don't need necessarily a Parsha. Just to read a Rambam Perakei of Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam says, Perakei Hilchos Aleph. Halakas Ner Shabbos, Ein Rishus, Imratza Madlik, Imin Ratza Madlik, Lomitza Shein El Chayiv Lurda Vachareha. Rather, it is a Ela Zechova. Who's chayev echad anashim v'echad nashim? Afilu ein lamal yochal shalal psachim. Umadlik, what are you doing for that? Lokeach shemen when you borrow. Umadlik es haner shezebecha onig Shabbos. Again, meduyik like the Rosh, like the Riff, like the Ran, all ner. What's the nusach of the bracha? Lalik ner shalal Shabbos. One candle. So, anyone here light one candle? Where does it come from? Where does it come from that there's the basic minhag of two, and even others who do more? Where does it come from? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, I think it is. Yeah. Sif Aleph. Here he's talking about oil wicks. Yesh, this is the Lashon, interestingly. Yesh mechavnim la'asos shtei p'tzilos. Some have the minhag to dafka do two. Echad keneged zachor, echad keneged shamor. Point out, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in fascinating minog. Yesh mechavim lasos ner shal shayva mishnei neros kluim biyachad. Like the Havdalah candle, it's just one base with two wicks coming out of it. Why you say that's like cheap? It says, no, it's beautiful. Zeichel mash omr chazal zachar v'shamor b'dibur echad nevru. He quotes then the Bach and the Magen Avraham with minog yafa. I don't know anyone who does this, but it's a very interesting twist.
It's a business opportunity for somebody.
Or on Pimlico. Okay. Where does it come from? So the Bar Hagolah quotes the Tur. The Tur quotes it. Who's the Tur getting it from? So I did a little research, and basically the origin of this minhag, and it's a minhag, by the way, for sure. We'll get back to it in a moment. It's Beferish. Everyone understands from Tur on down that Mikradin is one candle. Mikradin is one candle. But where is this universal minhag? I don't know anyone who does one candle, of at least two. So I think that the first one to ever quote this is the Rav Yah. And it's interesting, the Rav Yah gives two reasons. The second reason is Zachar V'Shomer. But the first thing the Rav Yah says is, listen, one is practical, one is L'Tzara Chasuda, Hasheni is L'Heker. It's reminiscent a little bit of Hanukkah. We want to benefit from it, but we also want you to know it's not just Thursday night and it's dark out. It's a mitzvah to have the light. It's a mitzvah to have the Oneg. So two is Nachar Ali a Heker. That's the Rav Yehuda. And then he says the second thing was Achav HaShomer. If you look in the Sefer HaOgur, this is again without getting into too much academia and history of Rishonim, this is mamash an evolution, this is the progression of Chachmei Ashkenaz. This is Rishoni Ashkenaz. So the Sefer Agur quotes in this Rav Yah, God of Zachar Vashomer. And if you see, it travels the way until the tour makes it famous by quoting this line as well, and that's again what the Shulchan Aruch is echoing. If you take a look at that Ramah, I should have quoted it before the Ramah. So how many people here whose family light more than two? My wife only lights two. My mother only lights... my mother actually, I think, lights more. My mother-in-law lights only two. And in this, my wife went bust for my mother-in-law. But most people, if they're blessed with children, light more than two. Or not just most. Many people have such a minhag, right? Many people have such a minhag. So it's not in the Rishonim, the Kalal, to the best of my knowledge. And it's not in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's a different issue. Thank you. That's a different issue. That's an interesting sugya, but that's already with the issue of a knas. And when that knas applies, is an interesting halacha. But the Ramah adds, "V'yicholin lahosif." Someone said before, "No, Rabbi Marbe, one Rabbi Machar, one adds." That's what the lashons of the Ramah is. "V'yicholin lahosif lahadlik shlosha or arba neiros chay nagu." Right? The Ramah already, which is pretty recent. The Ramah is the one who says, "No." Again, I'm not saying it first started with the Ramah. Probably predates the Ramah, but not by much. And there's no Makar, there's no Sefer that says it. The Ramah, there's no Baragol, there's no earlier Makar that I know of. Please, if you find one, let me know. Maybe it's a Maril, but it's not before that. It's just basic, that generation. Is this idea of extra, is extra candles, three, four, etc., etc.? He quotes, right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes others who say, Yesh Nogan Lahalik Shiva Neros, Kenega Shiva Timei Shavua, Yesh Asara, Kenega Asara Dibros. And once you get into 10, just in case you're nervous, Aim Shrichan Lios Kulan Al Shulchan. By the table. Where does this come from? And I'll tell you why. Why is it a Shiloh? Because if the whole reason for two of more than one, like you record it as one. That's why more than one, the Zohar Vashom, or so that's two. It's not three Zachars, not three Shomers, it's only two. So, Misvara, I think it's a good one. I think it's a good question. The earliest I found that really would answer the question is the Shiboli Halakit. Shiboli Halakit's Lashon is, because Zachar Shomer, therefore we light no less than two. That's his Lashon. It's a slight nuance. But in Svara, I'm not sure what the Svara is. No, two for Zachar Shomer and everything else is separate. But he's the one who gives legitimacy to it. He says it's no less. Just as a raya, by the way, not only for one, but just to show you that even within that, the Me'ikr Hadin of the Minog is two, is, you mentioned something about forgetting, which is this Ramah, that's the Makar, is this Ramah that discusses that. What if you're going away? So if you're eating out, it's a different shayla, where should you light? Were you eating out or at home? So we generally assume you should light at home. Not a common halacha, well, not halacha, unfortunately. Just light at home. The candles will be out, so that gets into electricity issues, modern day. That's not for tonight's share. But let's say you're sleeping out. You're going, you're sleeping over at your parents, you're sleeping over at your in-laws, your brother-in-law, your best friend. So do you light or not? So the truth is, Me'ikar Din to Dinah Shulchan Aruch, your wife is a potter. You've been a bayit. You've been a bayis of your hosts. You're a potter. But Lamaisa, there's no women I know who are just happy with that. They want to light. Good. Let them light. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing even wrong with making a bracha. It's fine. How many do they light when they go away?
Two.
So this is already prima god. Another state, the minog is two. Don't we have an idea which the same Ramah says that if you forget you were constant, you have to do an extra one? So they point out, no, it's not all tonight. If you forget, you're out. If you forget, you have to add one.
No, I'm saying, when you
they don't say it all tonight, but they basically point out that the minog, and that's right, exactly, that's what they say. The Prima God was already saying, the minog is that when you go away, you only do two. And maybe only one if you can.
Because you're embarrassed.
Why should we embarrass you to do more?
No, I'm saying, I thought you were saying a woman who forgot and normally lights an extra one, when she goes away, she's only going to light them.
No, I'm saying, stop. If you usually light five at home, if you go away for Shabbos, you're going to light one or two. No, I'm just pointing out that shows that's the ikkar is really the two. Haraya, we point out that's not considered not lighting as many as you are and then you get punished, because the ikkar is two. If you add extras, you add extra every week. But we're not much put on that when you go away. Because it's near one, okay, maybe two, Zachar Shomer, but everything else is really, I don't know if I want to call it Chassidish, but it's definitely not strict halacha, or probably not even strict minhag. It's a little bit beyond that. Okay, Yeshikayach. Anyone want to speak next week?